nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His ways. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Hit the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
The Lord is in our midst. The glory of the Lord is here. The glory of the Lord is here. The hand of the Lord is here. God is here. We hail you, we hail you. We welcome you in our midst. You are the one that dwells the world. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. 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 Worship Him. Worship Him. He is our Maker. This is the way. Your will is done on earth. Thank you for having your way in our midst. Everybody get a better. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. Jesus, your name is beautiful. You know that song? That's why the elders cast their crown. Jesus, your name is beautiful. That's why the angels cast their crown. Oh, to worship you. Lord, thank you. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive the worship from my heart. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive the worship from my heart. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, yes. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you, Lord. Holy Ghost, have your way. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. You are welcome. The Lord is in the midst doing great things. His will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Molding us, changing us, carrying us along. And thank God we have availed ourselves again in this retreat to seek Him all the more. By the time we are done today and we are leaving, God would have done many much more in your lives in Jesus' name. God said to me, you will change everybody. You will change everybody. You will change everybody. My brother, God is saying, He's making you a seer. Seer. You're going to start seeing things. Opening your eyes. Some kind of visions. See them. God said to help His work. He's telling me, He said to help your work more effective in the kingdom. So He's going to make you start seeing things. Show you things. Yourself, people, the nation. He'll just start giving it to you. He said, He has opened that up. He has opened us up in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, He said He has done it for you. He has done it for you. He has heard your prayers. He's making you a seer in a new way. This is the hand of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Let His name be glorified. Let His name be glorified. In the name of Jesus. It's done. Lord God, God says, expanding your ministry. Expanding your ministry. But Rebecca was taking us on fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. Says, making you more fruitful. Making you more fruitful. It's a fruit you could not bear in 10 years. God can make you bear it in 2 weeks, less than a month. That's it. So a mystery has opened over your life from today. Your fruitfulness in the kingdom, your fruitfulness in so many things you are doing, has broken into the next dimension, saith the Holy Ghost. For I am watering your life afresh. I'm watering it so that you can spring forth. You can spring forth in the name of Jesus. You can spring forth. He's settled. Fire. The gift, the Bible says, a man is like a precious stone. He said, whithersoever it turn, it prospereth. Whithersoever it turn, that is your life. Let the Lord keep increasing you. Let the Lord keep increasing you. Alabasada kata. Father God, I give you glory. Your will is done eternally. I'll be the kitchen here. Mele bete dia. Pastor James, between now and the end of this year, God said he'll be giving you surprises. Surprises. What you even your heart thought that maybe God will keep in the future, he will bring it to 2018. Surprises. From today, the angel of God, who lives in heaven, administer such surprises. Pleasant for the advancement of your life, your soul, your family, your ministry, everything you are doing on earth. Surprises from heaven. So that tilt is occurring in the presence of God. Let the Holy Ghost do it. Let him do it. Let him do it. Let him do it. Let this visitation continue for your servant. God opened my eyes. I saw him just suddenly open something in your life. It's like he's opening up your life. Let what was slowed down become fast. Let it become fast. It is settled. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. We give God glory. We thank him. In the name of Jesus. We thank him. God will always speak to us if we are before him. He always has it, you know, God is, he perpetually has what to say to us. Because we will need him forever. We depend on him because we came from him, we are his offspring. So we will always lean on him and depend on him. I want to dwell on what the Lord impressed my heart to touch on, which is afflict thyself. Afflict thyself. Afflict thyself. Don't worry about that caption. Let's just understand where God is going. Afflict thyself. Afflict thyself. We are seekers of God, and those who want to go higher and deeper and want to know him all the more. So we want to just stress it a little bit. Afflict thyself. Don't be afraid of the word afflict. Literally, afflict means cause physical pain or whatever, or cause discomfort. We're not looking at afflict in a negative sense. We are looking at it in a positive sense. Are you hearing me? Yes. When you see a woman who is pregnant and suddenly started enter labor pains, is labor pain positive? Is it a positive pain? Absolutely positive. That's why in medicine we don't want to call pregnant women patients. They are not patient, they are not sick. Some people say, maybe we call them cleared, not patient, because they are not sick. They are coming to give birth to children, is it not? So the pregnancy pain is a physiological pain, not pathological. Pathological is when there is a problem. Physiological is normal function. As a matter of fact, the pain is good. You can imagine a woman not knowing she's in labor. You don't be hearing that the woman is walking, baby just dropping. But God made it painful so that as the thing is contracting, you start preparing, gathering things together. So the level of increasing, the frequency of contraction, that's God, so that as he gives you some time so that you run around, do what you should do. God is very wise for the baby that is coming. Soon the contraction increases, the rhythmic contraction of the uterus, it continues. So that the baby can be spared. The pain may get more, but when it gets more, you know the child is near. Is it not? We call it bad pangs or bad pain. You know that the more it increases, and those of us that monitor pregnant women in labor room, soon the contraction, even you that are pregnant before, soon the, before maybe it will take 5 minutes, as time goes on, 2 minutes, then until you could see it's now becoming faster and stronger. And that's it. That's the story of childbirth. But that pain is physiological. That pain is correct pain. Because without it, the commotion will be so much. A woman will not know that child wants to come out. She will not know that her cervix is dilating. All of a sudden, the thing has dilated fully. She just, baby, what? By the time you know it, so God made sure he gave that pain. But be that as it may, we want to touch a little bit on afflicting thyself. When I say afflict thyself, that means you are the one to deliberately afflict thyself for something wonderful and positive. Are you hearing me? We want you to cooperate with God in allowing yourself to go through some kind of discomfort for you to get to where you are going. To advance the kingdom of God. To advance your own soul. To be useful to this generation. To do the will of God to the uttermost. You must afflict yourself. You must. Don't worry, we're going to explain it so that you understand our drift. You must afflict yourself. In a positive sense. Are you hearing me? You must. You must bring yourself into a place of, it will be a temporal discomfort. You need it. How do you expand spiritual? I'm going to say, why my spiritual life not growing? You know why? There is an affliction you are dodging. There's an affliction you are dodging. In those days in medical school many years ago, I wanted to leave that school. I wanted to graduate and continue the ministry in another dimension. Those people, the way they were behaving, if you don't write that thing and pass it, they won't let you go. I told myself, I know I preach everywhere, you know, go even in school, we are traveling. I said, come, let me face these people. Medicine, surgery, and community medicine. I said, let me give myself, and the door will just say, I sat down and mustered by the power of God, the last energy. Sat down and started tearing this thing under God. It was discomforting to read like that. I had to subject myself to that stress. One sister told me, say, you have the strength of a horse. Sat down and gave myself. When we did that exam, passed everything. And that's the exam that crowned us as doctors. I had to subject myself to a kind of discomfort, achieve the greater aim of being crowned that doctor, but more than that, to allow me to go to the next level of doing it, because all that is in my mind is miracle work of God. That's the way I see it. I need to go down in pain for me to rise up in glory. Are you hearing me? It will interest you to note that the dying of Christ on the cross is not just that he died for us. Philippians 2, you see, I'm himself with the same mind. It's not just that he died, he left a principle. A principle that for you to be crowned, you have to go through the cross. I told them in church, see, if you endure the cross, you wear the crown. I'm paraphrasing it. If you dodge the cross, you have evaded the crown. It's a principle some people know, but I hope you understand it well. That when you come close to certain crown, you just have to go down a little bit. You have to go through some righteous affliction or righteous discomfort for the next level. You know the way it's done. Some parents have to go down for their children to go to school. One man told his family, "Not because of all of you. Me and your mother will be enjoying it. All the money we make, all of you are just eating it up and down." Okay, why not eat it? Let your children go down. Maybe cars he would have bought, he won't buy it. Certain things he would have done, he won't do it. Everything invested in children's education. He discomforts himself for the glory of his children. You can never touch this principle. As a matter of fact, the earlier you accept that there are some righteous affliction you need to go through to enter glory, the better for you. Life becomes sweet. For me to come here, certain things happen for me not to come. But I'm determined I must reach Akure. Down to the night before we came, the wonderful son and the one that drives me, my namesake, called me after 10. He was to come from Abuja, that they stole his driver's license, ATM card. The money I sent for him to come there, he can't remove it. The driver's license will come and we need to move everything gone. Telling me, at 10:30 in the night, I said, you know, it's a program I'm going to. I sat in my parlor, my people were preparing. I said, the devil is a liar. Say no. And the morning I was not prepared to drive. I said, what am I going to do? I said, should I leave for eternity, but it's too late. What do I do? I just changed my mind. Apart from all I have gone through, I changed my mind. I said, no. In short, I want to pray, but let me adjust it and sleep and work so that I was, and my own driver license too has issues. But I said, no, I must drive at least from Zaria to Abuja before he joins me. I had to change all the pattern. That driving, I didn't prepare for it, but I entered, we did it, and we moved. And drove, and other issues, we got to where he was. He came in, where the license, I don't want trouble because they can come and start telling us a lot of things on the road. We had to drive back to police station, go and get reports. All sorts of things we are going through. 15 hours we were on the road. But the long and short of it, are we not in Akure today? Did I enter Akure? We came to Akure because I don't imagine any peace. I told myself, if the car breaks down, I'll drop my family on the road. I'll just find somewhere for them. But I'm still here. What I'm saying is that when you are ready to go through the cross, you must wear the crown. Are you hearing me? What has brought people down in life? They keep desiring many good things they're not ready for. The Bible says, where is wisdom in the heart of a fool when he has no, or in the mouth of a fool when he has no heart for it? So, I want to show you, I'm going to start reading scripture now, that there are righteous afflictions. We need to get there. When I see the souls that we are transforming and changing and people we are raising everywhere, I saw what I had to go through, what we had to go through to get it. And everybody we have taught this principle, I'm not afraid when we send them to territories, because when they go, they produce the same result. Listen to me. Stop dodging certain things that look discomforting, because that is the only way forward. Are you hearing me? That is the only way forward. That is the only way forward. Some people in marriage cannot endure discomfort. A woman says, how can anything my husband tell me to do, I do. I be fool. Am I in back? This is not how they do it these days. So she can't endure that. She can't endure the lordship of her husband. You know, it's not only God that is your Lord. It's so many of us are not married here. Your husband too is the Lord, is he not? The Bible says that I call him what? Adon in Greek, meaning Lord. So because they will endure the lordship of their husband, marriage become bitter. Warning about righteous affliction. If you dodge it, the real affliction will now come. The real one, I told them one day the message I called positive and negative death. See, when you avoid the negative death, a positive death, you will now die the negative death. The one that does not give any has no benefit. Are you know what I'm saying? That's the reality on ground. When you avoid it, you will now die the negative death. So the reality is that the discomfort. Many years ago, I gave a family an instruction. I said, the father of the family, I told him, so your father should do this. He had to do with losing something he has. I gave it from the beginning of the year. God showed me. Your dad should act this way. they does it. Before that year ended, the man died. Okay. The little thing the Lord says should tell you to go and do. What is it, no matter what it is, something not too hard. If you have done it, the ultimate evil of losing your life by illness, you would have escaped it. That's it. And the man died in affliction. That's a really negative satanic affliction. That's how he went down. I wanted to bring him through maybe just some little discomfort. Maybe just 2-3 weeks. Just go through the little, so that you evade the ultimate. The man who wants to know God. The woman who assays to climb the mountain of the knowledge of the Most High should not be afraid of certain kind of discomfort. Or I'll call it holy affliction. Sometimes you deliberately take on for a greater good. You should not be afraid of it. Many people are afraid of it. Some pastors think that being a pastor, they will run to theological school. They will now come on stage. They think preaching is free of charge. What I mean free of charge? I'm not talking about in terms of preaching or whether they get it. No. They think they can preach without any cost to them. That's what I mean. They want costless preaching. They wake up anytime they like. Hallelujah, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. They don't cry, don't come out. Anyhow, once they are tired, they sleep. Anyhow they want, as long as they want to sleep, wake up. No shaking. Come and believe it like that now. Come and believe it like that, you're a foolish man. Come and believe it like that. Let me see where you're going. You will go through all. Let me tell you, if it is truly God you are following, He will bend you. Just serving people. As a minister, I know what we're going through. 2 a.m., somebody's calling my phone. You know, I'm calling somebody by 2. Can't you allow it? 3. And you send me to pick it. 3 a.m., 4 a.m. But for God's sake, pick it. My child is dying. Is that not enough to call a man of God in the night? What sleep am I sleeping that will make me not to pick that call? Forget that. I'm tired. What is I'm tired? Somebody's not tired. What is I'm tired? I'm tired is nonsense. I didn't sleep early. That's you. That's a useless statement. Somebody is there talking about it. If it's your daughter, will you still be sleeping? I jump out of my bed. We must save a soul. We must save a soul. It may spoil my day because the prayer may change. By the time I'm dying, by the time you will have said again, you go to office, you are sleeping. See, listen to me. But you know one person, somebody, I remember one day it happened like that. I'm happy that when that after I cried for that girl in the night, the girl survived. He said that my daughter is dying. We could see the death coming. She survived with that on my joy. She escaped it. Forget about me and whatever happened to me. Paul said that we are the scum of the earth, the offscouring of all things. If you have read the Bible well, we are the scum. He said that life is a work in you, death is a work in you. Forget about me, I will always put myself together, I will come out. You understand? But let it be that a soul is saved. When you don't have that mindset, you can't go too far. You cannot do much for the kingdom. You will just wish what you will not have. Listen to me. Look at politicians. Some of them kill people. President has said he wants to come back. Anything in their way, they are going to cast out. Is it not? Before they won the election, those of you that are close to Ekiti, you tell us more. They told fire, say, we will crush you. And like that, we are going to crush you. So they brought the whole of federal might. Election is as if they are fighting war. Military, police everywhere. Election. Can you imagine? Because this man and the way his mouth is running, we must. Like I just said in interview, television that time, how these people forget about what they are doing, you know? He said, no matter how hot a fire is, if you bring it to water, it will quench. He said, I'm not waiting and looking at them. But they've achieved their aim eventually. Because they determined that we're going to. Forget about what you are reading on television. They know what they wanted. If people can go that violent or mad in getting an aim, what of you, my brother, my sister, who truly want to know God and serve Him well? You should be ruthless in courts, in climbing certain things. We should be willing to endure what we must endure. We should be willing. There is a holy affliction we must know. Hebrews 12. So, our advice to you today, afflict thyself. Afflict thyself. My wife can have a need. Me too, I want something. I discover sometimes I have to leave my own need and meet her own need. Buy this for me. I have to use the one I want to use sometimes to do something and do it for her. She's there happy. But me, I've lost something. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Okay, let me say I will not lose anything. I will not afflict myself. How will she become happy? When you learn this, this attitude will make you master everything. You enter marriage, you master it. You enter academics, you master it. Even finance, you master. This is the principle with which a man conquers and conquers everything. Anything that comes, you win. Why are you a winner? You understand this principle. You know, you embrace it with the whole of your heart. Peter said, don't be afraid of the fiery ordeal that will come on some of you. For you are appointed to such. Fiery ordeal. Even though it's an ordeal, we know where we are going by it. So we embrace it with the whole of our heart. You want to conquer this world? Have this understanding. You want a great marriage? Have this understanding. You want a great children? Have this understanding. You want them to be great? Have this understanding. Afflict thyself. Afflict yourself. Forget it. You can be silently in pain and people are there laughing. You just go. Just go. Afflict yourself. That's the ultimate leader. He delights in afflicting himself. He wants to see men go forward even if he has to go down. Did you not read John the Baptist? He said he must increase and I must decrease. I'll copy to here. He's willing to decrease, even if that is what it will take for the Lord to increase. He's willing to decrease. He's willing to decrease. Many don't want to. They don't want to, so they can't go forward. They don't want to, so they can't go forward. They don't want to, so they can't go forward. I think I said, Hebrews 12. You don't go forward. Was it last year I was about to come around this time? Was it last year or so? I had a daughter, a woman, she's a teacher daughter, went through her school, I trained her, she started the ministry. I was to commission the ministry. I know how dear that woman is to me. I know how dear she is to me. And when we were able to establish her, you know, and everything, and she went and said, which date? As soon as she called the date, I said, it was the same date I ought to come to Akure. I said, what will I do? I called Pastor Dave, is this the date? He told me, yes, that's the date. I sat down, what do I do? Had it been it is not a particular date fixed, I will make her shift it. But something that, because the way the ministry is arranged, it must be that day. With great pain, I called her. I can't come. I had to push a son of mine, but what we had to do was so significant about her life. I had to push one of the son, talk to the way I tried to arrange it for me to come. I felt it, but I just covered my. I just came. I said, I left. I went on the road and I started going. I'm just giving you a little, you know. If I said I didn't want to, I would just find myself missing this meeting. Listen to me. Afflict thyself. Hebrews chapter 12. Let's read the Bible. Afflict thyself. Positive affliction. I'm not talking about affliction of Satan. I'm not talking about the devil damaging the lives of people. No. Actually, this is the one that will make the devil not to damage your life. This is the one that if you do well, you can now handle the devil. Are you hearing me? This is actually the righteous one. L.A. You'll do that make you do many more things. Hebrews 12. Now, you know that wonderful verse, verse 11. No chastening. Chastening is correction, disciplining, and so on. For the present, seemeth to be joyous. That is, when the chastening and correction is coming, it's not joyous, means it's not pleasant. I don't know which translation you are reading. It's not joyous. It's not joyous. King James Version says it's not joyous. He said, but nevertheless, afterward, he yielded a peaceable fruit of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. The chastening, the training, the discomfort is not joyous. You are not happy. That's scripture. But the Bible says, don't worry about it. It may not be joyous. The Bible acknowledges it. If you read even before then, we are talking about chastising, correction. You have not resisted unto blood in your strife against it. Now, I'm telling you the Bible, you read it, so you know where we are going. Nevertheless, don't worry. It will yield a peaceable fruit. That means what it yields is better than the situation you are going through. May God give you that orientation in life. Because what it will result in, I've gone through pain because of people. But the result gives me eternal joy. To raise people who, if I'm not there, they can do what I do. To raise people that if I release them, I send one after a lot of work, and even training that guy was a work of me. I know what I went through for him. When I sent them to a place, he came, about 200-300 souls, 200 something souls. The way they won those souls, is that not a comfort to me? There was a way it happened. I said, yes, this is what I want. Just in 1 weekend, they have swept many people into the kingdom. I said, whoa, that's it. I know how others too have gone through. One of the person I trained, I posted to a territory. He went, look at the way the church is doing great things there. I saw that when I look back and saw the what I did to him and what I went through and what I still go through because of him, the result is my joy. What it yielded is more than the present discomfort. Simple principle, understand it well. It yielded. That same Hebrews 12, in thinking about this, if you go up, of course you have read that verse over and over, concerning Christ, in verse 2, looking unto Jesus, also a finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. Oh, when the joy endured the cross, despising the shame. That means there was a shame. There was a shame on him, despising the shame. He forgot, not because it was not shame. He said, let me overlook this temporal shame. Let it look a little bit shameful. But let me just bear the shame for a while. He despised it does not mean the shame was not potent. Overlook it does not mean, how can the Son of God? Can you imagine? Human being hanging. I want you to understand the depth of what that means. Simple, you could. Woman of God made me laugh that day. You know, one bishop invited to church. He said, if you are the one, even if he managed to hang on the cross, and he see people, see these people, look how they are doing to me. He said, he will come down from the cross, you will be blind, he will do many things to me before you agree to go and die. I laughed that day. He will come back, and because he had what it takes to deal with all of them, he despised the shame. But look at it. And he sat down now at the right hand of the throne of God. He has come to where he's going. Oh, if you read the book of Hebrews, you see the way he sits there, perpetual salvation for mankind. Till today he's reaping it, is he not? That pain, that discomfort, there are discomfort that give you eternal harvest. You reap it for the rest of your life. Eternal harvest, eternal, so it is worth it, eternal harvest. It says, sit down, boy, that's by. Don't you read this scripture too fast and make it memory verse. Is there any shame you may go through a while for the crown that is ahead? Why not be practical? Is there any discomfort you need to go through for a crown? Look at your life. Maybe there is one you are running away from. In those days in the church I served in the 90s, mid-90s, I saw clearly something. For example, those that were singing, I discovered that they were not praying. Why would I not pray now? We were the one doing all the prayer. So they say, well, you know what? And the way you pray, the way you do all this, if you do that one, we'll lose our voice. You will lose your voice to sing. You see, because you want, I don't know what kind of voice you want, so you want to pray. Satan has deceived you. Sing, pray well. When you are singing, even if they thin, sometimes touch your voice. I know what it means to sing with anointing and power. The room between a psalmist and just one who is singing, an anointed singer. Even say amen, the hand of God has come. So they compromise the glory of God on the altar of vain glory, on the altar of trying to just appear right in the sight of people, just having a voice that looks weird, no glory inside, just like a woman that looks beautiful, nothing inside her. The people are married like that. Baby, so fine, fine babe. After a while, he said, I don't understand this babe. This babe, do you want me to dash her to you? I want to show her as a seat. This is one seat I already give you. Come and take a good seat. The man has searched in and I see that there is nothing inside this girl. Forget all this. The man has come to time with reality. He's looking for how to run. Those that are not already married, they quickly run away. Say, this girl, her character is useless. Her character is useless. It's today you know. Is this really useless character? You will still see fire. Her character is Now all people are doing. Want the sweet voice. You don't want the glory. The real thing that gives you the real authority. When you start singing, you see Jesus comes down. He's singing with you. They are with you. Why not look for that dimension and leave all this appearing to the right and just impressing people with emptiness? That is a lot of people who are evading righteous affliction. For them, subjecting themselves to 2 hours of tongue is a little bit discomfort. How can you be praying like that? Don't you know that there's a way the voice should look? That same choir, unfortunately, I had a friend of mine who wanted to pray, used to pray deliverance for people. So he went to that choir and said, I'm going to pray for them. These are people that sing and dance in church. He gave them form to fill. That this form they fill. And in that form, one of the column, fornication, positive, mark. Either you are in fornication, you mark. If you are not, wrong. Many of them mark fornication. Positive. Why wouldn't you fornicate? If we teach you what you do that makes fornication afraid of you, you will say this man of God has come here too hard. I don't have it. It will teach you the thing that you give yourself to. What is fornication? Fornication will run from you. If fornication see you here, it will start running. Or gas come, it will run. If you want to show you what to do to be like that, you won't like it. You won't like it. This is what is bringing people down. Tell yourself, I told one of my son, a pastor. He's in consistent now. Pastor, Dave knows him. I told him I'm not afraid of problem. I told them not to be afraid of challenge. He understood it and he has survived by it. Any problem we're ready for. Anything. We want to do crusade one day, coming back, all sorts of things in that crusade. The people I sent ahead of time, one luxury boat was going, the luxury boat just turned on the road. Three, in local that turned. Fell, of course, nothing will happen to them. They had to climb out. Everybody was running out before the zero ball catch fire. They had to climb out like rats from that place, jump. And when they climb out, you can be sure they continue the journey because we must go there. Not the zero ball somewhere, it must come out. When I was now coming the next day with my own car, they were driving us, we were coming. The car was overheating. Engine almost knocked. I said, what is this? Engine almost knocked. He doesn't want me to continue. We struggle with the car. I said, it's okay, we told the driver, I told him, I go. We enter public. I think me and somebody. He entered. We still went for the journey. Told him he went back with the car, walk on it. Then 2 days finally before he. We did. God moved, did great thing in Abu. Then when we are done, we are going back. And then in the night, we are about to go. It was getting dark. We said, are you going to drive in the night? As we are going, we forgot that fuel was not in the car. We wanted to buy fuel, no fuel. We are just driving, thinking in the middle of the night in the forest. Car stop. See forest everywhere. I said, no problem. Let's stay here. Is it not? That's how we are still here. Where is it? Is it not? Thank God we are done now. We are finished the devil. We will still finish him. We are still going. I mean, we stay there. And that's it. Even the person driving up was sleeping on the steering. All kinds of funny things. One trailer came, we had to become innovative. We had to talk to him. So the man, there's a way the trailer stopped finally and tied our car. Look at all of us. The trailer was dragging the car. So let's keep moving. The kingdom was still moving. Dragging the car in the middle of the forest. Dragging all of us who were moving. Come and try. They dragged us for a long distance. Got to one filling station in the night around 12 a.m. or 1 a.m. They left us there. I said, okay, we can sleep inside the car. I think while sleeping, they came and stole the bag of one of them. No problem. It's part of ministry. Managed to get the next morning. Even when the one who put for the car started moving, we tried. That person tried. We still did not reach there completely because along Abuja Road, inch is knocked. No problem. We took the car. There's a way it was near one place. We managed to turn it into one filling station, one mechanic, whatever, around Jere, what they call it. That's how we left the car. Are we not alive? We boarded the last money with me because we spent also. Thank God we're able to gather car and the car drove us and we got to Zaria. When they are praising God, thanking God for everything. Listen to me. I'm not giving you a little bit. Listen. You don't, if Jesus did not touch it, while he was on the cross, they gave him vine jar. He said, hold it. Let me go through this thing well. Let me go through it well. Let me go through it. I know what I'm doing. See where we are today. He said, see meant to be joyous, but it yielded. Why not focus on the result than always amplifying your present condition? What do you stand to gain? Why not look at it that way? That's how God looks at it. Let me tell you, you must learn how to deliberately. You must learn that pattern in life. 1 Corinthians 9. You must learn that pattern in life. How to deliberately afflict yourself for the common good. Some people talk kingdom with their mouth. Talk about how to take the war with mouth. Some have gone out to use their life to take the kingdom. Some are demonstrating it with their lifestyle. They don't just talk cheap, they demonstrate it. They are properly, see the way they are transforming lives. See what they are doing in this generation that seeks so much comfort. 1 Corinthians 9. Understand the scripture and follow it closely and see clearly what God is saying. Okay, maybe if I read from verse 25. Every man, if I read from verse 25. For every man, he says clearly, that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. Look at the word, temperate. Temperate is self-control. Some translation says, every man that strives for mastery, that means you want to conquer a thing or you want to obtain something. He said, goes into strict training. Strict training. Temperate and all things. Even all these athletes, they are food they don't eat. Have you ever seen somebody running 100 meters? He's so robustious like that. So fat. They want to do 100 meter dash. Even if he has that tendency, all those meals, he will start cutting all of them away. Eat it now. By the time you finish eating it, you would have eaten your life, eating your future, eating the whole of your destiny. Most of them will now start avoiding all those stuff. Is that not only logical? It's temperate in all things. Oh, okay, look at another one. Every athlete that goes into training conducts himself temperately. Oh, I love that one. He said, I restrict himself in all things. Thank you for putting that translation, you are intelligent. Restrict himself, look at it. In all things, this restrict himself is afflict himself. May God give you understanding. Because restricting yourself from what you would have wanted is a form of righteous affliction. Refusing to have enjoyed what you would have enjoyed is a form of righteous affliction. I lived a long time in my life, no saving. My dad asked me one day, where is your wife? I wonder, I visited him. Do you have savings? Do you save? And he sat all those old men lecture. You know, save for a rainy day. When rain is already falling every day. When rain is falling, Every day, rain is falling. I resist. That life was a very terrible lifestyle. Why was I not able to say? I'm not saying you should do try this at home. Because of people, they came on me with fire. If I don't give money to this one, I'm doing this for this one. One lady said the other day, tomorrow they will close the admission. Oh, she got the admission. Tomorrow they will do matriculation. And I know how they suffered in that family. If I don't pay these fees, she will miss it for another year. I know what they went through. God, that guy rose up. The money came out by force. The money came out. But let's leave all those things alone. But I couldn't do it because of people. And so many other funny things. But you know my joy? They took me away from serving. But I saved the life of many of them. Many of them saved their lives. And they will go and stay somewhere and be laughing and enjoying with my blood. No problem. Serve it. You know, I have to learn how to restrict themselves. I've been traveling with my children sometimes. My son, they are funny. Daddy, buy me this. I said, if you like, don't keep quiet. Buy this. Buy this. Tomorrow night, they say, Daddy, aeroplane, buy. Don't want to buy aeroplane. Buy this. Buy this. There are many things they want. Some of them are correct. Some of them are wrong. But they want, I have to look at many things as they are talking. Sometimes, sometimes, even though your children want something, let's tell the truth. They can wait till the next 3 months. But this person, if you don't intervene within 7 days, the person is gone. So I'm afraid children wait, let's save a life. I told my wife one day, you hear that money come, you hear that it's gone. I asked her, come. If I don't go and give this money outside and do some things I should do in the life of people, where will the money come from? Is it not seen people God is using to give the money? So allow me continue to live like that. And you know people, so bear with me a little bit. Wait, let's do it. So sometimes I know it gets horrible. I have to tell myself, Kai, no, let me take these people out to somewhere. Listen to me. God restrict himself in all things. They do it to win a red that will soon wither. But we do it to receive a crown of eternal blessedness that cannot wither. May that understanding invade your soul in Jesus' name. May that understanding become your confession. May it become your confession. I'm ready to go through anything to save people. I'm ready to go through anything to advance the kingdom of God. I bring myself as an offering. I am the offering myself. I'm ready to endure anything if that will save the souls of people. I'm set for this. I will afflict myself where it is necessary so that I get to where I'm going. God shall be your confession. For that was the confession of the blessed man who followed the Lord closely. That was the confession. Everybody, I told you yesterday, they like Elijah. You hear Elijah Ministry International. God help you. You are not sacrificing like him. You just wrote it as a name of ministry. Satan is laughing at the name of many ministries. Because they are conflicting with that. Their lifestyle contradicts the name. Elijah Center International. Ask the man. Even to fast for 1 week, he has not done properly. And you are saying Elijah Center International. By the time the devil is done with you, it will turn from Elijah to Jew. I'm telling you, something must change. By the time the devil is done with you, bearing names you can't contain, by the time he finishes you, you will learn your lesson. You understand? You are carrying a weight you cannot handle. You are just going naming, just going up. And this generation, where young people are becoming very skilled in giving names. Come and see the way they are giving name. All these young people coming in ministry. So sweet, sweet name. You know, I look at them, I laugh. Keep doing it. Keep giving sweet, sweet name. Oh, they just give it. You don't suffer. I don't want to call anyone. But also some sweet, sweet name. Sweet, sweet name. By the time they will shake you, without your sweet, sweet name, you look at the name and say, the name is not what we are looking at now. Let's make the real. Let's come and see the real thing. By the time you are done with it, you will understand that this thing is not some superficial cosmetic ministry. You come back to nitty-gritty.
to come to the real thing. If you're married, have you seen your wife in pain? She's in pain. That is practical. She's feeling pain. I'm feeling pain. This is real. This is real. This is what helps some of us pray and start healing people. Because we feel the pain when they are feeling the pain. Oh, you are feeling pain. Man of God, like one of my daughter cried at that church. She was, come and see the pain. Came and flew and fell in my hobby. The way that pain came on her, I find this girl is very good. What is this? Jumped out of my chair. Shouted with all my heart. How many seconds? The thing left her. He left her. Because I was faced with somebody in pain. And I didn't want this girl to be suffering this thing. So I attacked it with a vehemence. I wonder how many said the girl was. She came to church and was crying, was testifying. The relief came almost instantly. Because you had to be practical. Afflict thyself. And a realm, spiritual expansion, somebody noted is excruciating. If you want to properly expand spiritually, if you call people don't want that, don't be superficial. If you want to enter the next dimension, Al Ketai. There are some parts, some little things that one needs to be done to do it, to enter and contain the things of the spirit and understand it. I've often quoted John 21:18. Let's read it again. John 21:18. Let's go there again. Afflict thyself and thou shalt come into honor. Afflict thyself and thou shalt come into glory. Afflict thyself and thou shalt have all the desire of thy heart. Let the Holy Ghost guide you on the method of righteous affliction you shall come under to enter the glory that is ahead. To achieve all the desires of your heart. I've read it most assuredly. John 21:18. I say to you, when you were younger, you gathered yourself and walked where you wished. But when you became old, you will stretch out your hands. Another will guide you. Carry you to where you do not wish. Okay, let's look at it clearly. You want to go home after this meeting? Prepare your mind, you are going. Somebody say no. You know where we're going now? Imagine you're going home, you want to go and rest after such a retreat. He's telling you, where are we going to? Lagos. Follow me. He hold you in your hand. You keep quiet. I'm not going to sleep now. I'm not going to Lagos. That's not good. You can imagine how you feel throughout the 4 hours journey. Carry you. Ayabaya. That's affliction. Suspending what you want temporarily. You can call it delayed gratification. Suspending what you want temporarily to finally get what you want ultimately. Affliction is going through a method to arrive to an end. Are you hearing me? All the pee in Joseph's life was not pleasant, except the last one. Pit is not pleasant. Your own brother threw you inside pit. That's painful. Took him, idiot. Every day he'll be dreaming. Now you shall be dreaming. To him is a pit. Joseph was mourning. The Bible said he begged them. Who was up last born? Do you know the last not the last born? They took him out. His own brother all of a sudden became demons. They said, okay, alright. There's some people coming in short. One of them suggested, you know what? Let's sell him. Sell me a bag. Sell me as a slave. Me, brother. Brother! Who is short of who I call him brother? They say, okay, see this boy, want to sell it. Collected. You know, you need to read the Bible. When you read the Bible, enter the Bible. Some people read it too fast. Enter the scripture and feel the way they feel. Touch it the way they touch. You will see the way the Bible is affecting you. You don't read the Bible with your mind alone. You bring your heart inside. You bring your mind inside. You bring your emotion inside. You try to empathize. You enter. You allow God to draw you. Sometimes you need to close the Bible and go and practicalize it and see how it feels. Sometimes you need to practicalize it and see how it feels. That was it. They saw him and they took him away. He cried. They continued what they were doing. He landed the next pit, Potiphar's house. Of course, God honored him there, but the truth is that he was a slave. Property owned by Potiphar. He was a slave. He was a slave. He was a slave. And that was where he continued as a slave. After that plea, the next thing they lied on him, he went to prison. Is it not? That one was another state that he didn't like. But thank God for that prison. After it, they now enter the presidency. Or you can say palace. They are still P, where he became prime minister. These are the P's we love. But what of the other three P's before them? Why is it that when he was naming his children? Oh, let's read it. Let's read it. Genesis 41. Genesis 41. When he came back to Manasseh, hear what Joseph said. Manasseh and Ephraim. I didn't get the exact verse, but no problem. When he came back to Manasseh and Ephraim, you hear what he said. Okay, yes. Maybe from 50. From 50. Okay. And to Joseph, we are born two sons before the years of famine came. Whom Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, bore to him. Continue. Now, Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. God has made me forget my what? Toil and all my father's house. God has made me forget my toil. Then let's continue. And the name of the second he called Ephraim. Notice this was the one God really increased even more than Manasseh. Hear him. God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction, Al-Kupatai. God has caused me to be fruitful. Some people don't know that the place of righteous affliction is the place of fruitfulness. This is what they have never understood. God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. It looks like affliction, but that's where ultimate fruitfulness is. Is it not? I remember when Papa Wojai, when I came that day, I heard him say that thing that was wonderful. On how you transform yam into pounded yam. Some of you are listening in Hope and he said it. Was it Hope and he was teaching? Where was he? I think that was, yes. How you pound the yam, is it not? What you do to it, then when is the want to know whether even while cooking the yam, you use knife, is it done? That's they put knife on it to try it. See what you do to yam. Pound it before you now pound the devil out of the deep, before you now become pounded yam. He has made me fruitful. May God open your eyes to see the nexus between affliction, righteous affliction, and fruitfulness. May you see the connection between the two. Al-Kabbalah. The connection between deprivation and prosperity. Al-Kabbalah. The connection between losing and gaining. May God make you see clearly how to take this generation forward and how to advance the cause of God on earth. How to promote the name of Jesus in the whole world. May He make you see clearly that He prospers in the land of my affliction. They sold him there to die. They wanted him to perish. But he went there and prospered. He went there and became king. He entered a slave. He ended up ruling. Joseph, okay, look at it. When his brother came many years, and he finally introduced himself, I am Joseph. Joseph, don't worry. Where is Genesis 45, 5 to 7? He said, God sent me ahead of time. Don't worry about yourself to save people. Maybe we need to read it. Genesis 45 verse 5. God sent me. You don't know what righteous affliction can do. God sent me. Hear what he said. In Genesis 45 verse 5. I'll read it and see clearly what is stated and the pattern with which it is said. But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourself. Joseph was comforting his brother. Because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. It looked like pain. It looked like affliction. But what it ultimately did is life. And as I will always say, which life did Joseph preserve more? Is it not the 70 persons? He preserved the life of Egypt and the whole world, but the ultimate preservation he did was the 70 persons. That is Jacob and his children that came and joined. That was the heritage. That was the generation that was to produce Jesus Christ. See the way Joseph's affliction saved the whole world and even laid the ground for the coming of Christ. If not, the famine would have wiped them. You don't understand what you are doing when you go through certain things. Some people say, how can I impact on the world? Maybe there is a holy affliction that will help you to impact on the world. Maybe there is something you have to lose that will translate into world impact. For the younger people of this generation, World Impact Ministry International, they want to cooperate in CSC with little money. Okay, come and do World Impact, Mr. World Impact. Come and do it. You hear me? Come for World Impact. When the real thing starts, the guy will say, I don't know, you almost want to change it to Village Impact, not World Impact. Let's reduce it a little bit. See, this name is giving me problem. let's Village Impact, because in world, the problem in this world is too much. let's change it to Village Impact. Change it a little bit and come back to your level. Look, I'm not a serious man. Come back, look at you. Come back to your level. Then I said, you're angry with your wife that she didn't fry the chicken well. You will see chicken to eat, Mr. Man. You even see chicken? Yes, I want you to fry this chicken. You know, I like my chicken. I like it with what? That's such a stuff. You like it? Oh, wonderful. I'm not saying you shouldn't like something, no. That's basis for quarrel. Because you see chicken eat, by the time you see him wait for 1 month, whether they fry it well or don't fry it well, you don't know. Anyway, you see it, you go. By the time you see fire, when you come to your house, even if you have fine bed, you just sleep on the ground. I don't understand some things. You sleep on the ground. You just sleep. The man of high sleep, don't leave me. You don't know where I'm lying on the floor. Don't leave me to be lying on the floor. You don't understand. I remember once of my father, I was not going to waste. Left on the floor for how many months? I don't know why I'm lying on the floor. Some people after 2 days say my back is paining me. I'm not saying your back should not tell you. Lie down on a rug and enjoy ourselves. And that rug is always sweet when I remember. It's sweet to have a time of lying down on that rug to preserve life. But Joseph could not have preserved life if he was not afflicted. Do the next verse. Next verse. What does he say after preserving life? What did he say? He said, and these 2 years that they are famine and be in the land, and there shall be 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. The next verse. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity. The posterity is the 70 persons for you in the earth, and to save lives by a great deliverance. When you endure holy affliction, you become a great deliverer. You become a great succorer to many when you allow yourself to go through holy. I use holy, not negative, satanic, but holy one. You become a great deliverer. Your capacity to deliver people will be very large. So a worldwide ministry should experience a little of worldwide trouble. Let it shake you a little bit so that it will make you have a large. I commissioned someone one time to go and do it. He was with us. He wanted to go and start a walk. After a while, he came to me and said, "You're the trial." But he was looking at me with greater respect. "You have a very large heart." Why was he saying it? People have dealt with him. People have dealt with him. He said, "You really have a large heart. Come and see. What the ministry go and do it? Let me show you how they do it. To save by a great deliverance." You become a great deliverer when you allow yourself to go to righteous affliction. Let that be clear to you. Now, go back to New Testament, Romans 8:13. Romans 8:13, we'll combine it. It's almost the same thing in Colossians 3:5. But let Romans 8:13 and see what was said in the Bible. Romans 8:13. If you live according to the flesh, it says you will die. But if ye by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. King James Version says, you mortify. I love the way he said, you put to death. You deaden the deed of the body. He said, you dead, make it die. If you dead You know, to kill a thing is work. For something to die. Something that is alive to die. To die, okay, Colossians 3:5. But they're almost the same thing. Well, let's just read it. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Dead and kill. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, whatever, covetousness. He said mortify. So that if those desires are there, kill them. Let me tell you, there are righteous affliction that kill. Why do we see that? I'm thinking of fornication. By the time you fast for 1 year, praying inside a bush, you will forget some things. No, it's true now. By the time you fast for 1 year, and pray inside a bush, one day you see a woman, you wonder, is it woman I'm seeing or goat? What am I seeing? When time you start battling with higher spirit, some human beings, it becomes easier. You see, we don't want to do the right thing. We don't want to do it. That's why you don't deal it. Don't deal it. They don't do it. By the time we enter such realms, even you know you have conquered certain things. Total conquest. Mortify your members. Kill it. Let me tell you, you kill it with revelation of the word, yes. You kill it with some kind of deadly prayer, means of grace. You kill it by deprivation. Deprivation, deprive yourself. Fornication thoughts come, desire come. You say, I'm not going to do it. The thing is still coming to you. No problem. You say, because you are tempting me, I'm not eating for the next 3 days. You fast, you come out of it. Try me again. Feeling come, you go into it. Say, I declare 30 months, 30 days of waiting on God. You keep doing that, you keep doing that. You see that when the thing wants to come, if you shout, the thing will just go back again. It has started dying. If you can take it more violently, the thing will not die permanently. It will come down. You have conquered. I'm showing you mortification of body. Because you don't mortify without some righteous affliction. We need to be reading what I wanted us to do in 1 Corinthians 9, 27. Let's go there. 9:27. Corinthians 9:27. Let's go there and see clearly. We're talking about going into strict training. He said, but look at Paul. I keep under my body. I like that. I keep it under. Because the body may refuse to be under. It may refuse. I keep it under and bring it into subjection. You keep it under for a while. Keep keeping it under. Keep keeping it under. Until you bring it to subjection. You know, the Buddha are preaching, but they don't keep the body under. They can eat anyhow. If you're a woman, you go for counseling, be careful, though, because it can be talking. One of my daughters, before she came close to me, went to one serious pastor. He's the head of regional of one massive church in Nigeria, I won't call the name. Oh. When the man finally went to pray for her, I don't know how the girl was tempting him. We're in prayers. In the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of God is moving. It's moving. He'll come to the girl, he's holding her. It's moving. The Lord is. The girl was pushing, small girl pushing man of God. Excuse her. He's holding her. So the Holy Ghost touching women's breasts is part of the Holy Ghost moving. The man said, the Lord is there. Oh. You carry her to the room. Just protect it. Take her to the room. He doing all those things. Why? The man is just preaching, refused to die. He don't want to bring his body under subjection. Less than by me, after I preach what I myself should be cast away. One translation say I pommel and subdue my body. Take the reverse standard version. With the one that say I pommel. Pommel means I blow. That's it. That keeping body under. Okay, look at it. But I pommel my body and subdue it. God bless you. I pommel, what's pommel? Blow. Hit hard. When last did you pommel your body? We don't like people who give people blows in the air. That man looking for my trouble, pow, you slap him. But how many people slap themselves? God say, I pommel. I give my body dangerous blow.
you blow yourself? Do you afflict yourself? I pummel. When you pummel alone, subduing is now in view. You blow it. Blow it. A man of God say he discover every evening he goes, he take coke, he take coke. There's nothing wrong with taking, drinking coke. But one day he say he seems this thing want to start becoming, making it look as if he has power. Eh? So I'm not taking coke again. I pummel. That is what I'm showing you. Afflict thyself. That is it. I pummel my body. That is how you gain dominion. And that's how you ensure you will not be a castaway. That's how you ensure you must make sure Jesus accepts them. See, those that have afflicted themselves in the name of the Lord and did it well, for with a right heart to achieve the right course, and did it under divine supervision, have entered the kingdom of God. May God give you understanding. I pummel. I want to bring you to the table where you begin to pummel your body. There are desires you must kill. There are desires. I told you, I've given this example here. One of those that really didn't work on us in those days, I like their lifestyle. How he will stay, he will see a beautiful lady and feel a voice will come to him. Go and preach to her. That preaching is no longer because she's beautiful. I mean, he wants the gospel. It's because something is like, fine lady, just go and be talking to her. He said, you can go. Me, I will stay. He was talking to himself. Go and preach to her. Me, I'm not going. I'm staying here. That's how to treat yourself. Be hard on yourself. Be hard on yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and warn yourself. This man, if I catch you, you are talking to yourself. If I catch you, I must go to where I'm going. You think you want to stop me from going to where I'm going? I want to do like this. You want me to be doing like this? If I catch you, enter into wrestling with yourself. Fall and face yourself with the help of God. And defeat yourself in the ring. Defeat yourself. I command my body, not somebody else's body. I command my own body. Some people don't know that their worst enemy is themselves. I told you about a woman, a minister that was fasting the other day. The women declared fasting. She got home, the daughter was cooking. She just broke the fast. Prematurely. As soon as she saw the food, she started eating it and forgot about the fast. Is it because the food is very sweet? No. Is it that the aroma of the food is out of this world? No. The woman will not pummel her body. You tell your body, I won't give you what you want if what you want I don't understand. Are you hearing me, my body? The thing will not answer. You will hear me. You will hear them. You begin to see that is training, and that's the pattern. Let's understand it well. And I know God is going to help us in Jesus' name. 1 Peter 4:1-2. After that, I'll now sit down with some other two major examples before I begin to wind up. 1 Peter 4:1-2. Let's go there. The path road of, if you want to take on the world, we want to turn the world to Christ. We want to affect the world. 1 Peter 4. For as much as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh, that has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh, in the lust thereof, but in the will of God. Look at this word, he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Is that a strong statement? He that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. He that has suffered, oh my God, in the flesh has ceased. Christ suffered, arm yourself. There are some of these things you bring yourself under. He says has ceased from sin. The reality on ground. Why I'm not telling you should go and be suffering irrationally, but there are suffering in the flesh. There are things you go through. He said, "I cease from sin."
Sin thrives on inability to control pleasure, desire for pleasure. He said, assist from sin. I mean, Peter understand that because he knows what he has gone through. He that understand that, he knows what he has gone through. Assist from sin. There are things you bring yourself under. There are things you bring yourself under. He say, assist from sin. Some temptation will no longer be a temptation to you again. God is no longer afraid to commit greater spiritual authority, because if you have not mastered yourself, how can you handle higher spiritual authority and power? Some people, God is afraid of them, because if you commit more to them, they will do a lot of wrong things. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Tell yourself, I wake up and I give myself to what is holy. I will discomfort myself where it is necessary. He that suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. The book of Daniel, gradually as I'm winding up, the book of Daniel, chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10, verse 2 to 3, and then verse 12. Daniel 10, 2 to 3. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I had no pleasant bread, neither came flesh. Okay. For no wine in my mouth. Neither did I what? Anoint myself at all. The 3 weeks, is it not? We are fulfilled. No pleasant food. Not for 3 full weeks. Verse 12. In the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the grave. Okay, let's go to verse 12. Go to verse 12. I can't read all, but let's just read verse 12. Verse 12. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself. Look at the word. Chasten thyself. Afflict thyself. Discipline thyself before thy God. Thy words were heard. I came for thy words. Thy words were heard. When chasten thyself, thy words were heard. God respect those who will, for a just cause, afflict themselves for his name. Daniel broke into the realm of angelic encounters. He got revelation that we are second to none. He broke through. Thy words were heard. When you chastened thyself, you stood before me. You left many things. I heard you. I have come. See, the heaven will open when you understand these principles. 1998, there was one day God let me, I loosed, gave out some things. When I finished, I just lay down on my bed that night. Come and see the way I was feeling the power of God. The power of God opened. I was seeing the power all around me. Listen to me. You need to understand this principle, because this generation has messed it up. I'm not teaching you how to be afflicted by the enemy. Allow yourself to be deprived when necessary for a higher cause. God has called us to somewhere very high to get there. When Jesus, don't forget Sermon on the Mount, they were following him, so many people. When he wanted to teach them, did he not climb the mountain? Do you know it was deliberate he climbed that mountain? It's called Sermon on the Mount. What he wanted to disseminate was not for all. Because he was living in a place where they are not making any sacrifice, everybody was coming. He just climbed. He was looking at them, they didn't know what he was doing. He was looking at them, they were following him. They were looking at them. And the Lord grew up, by the time he got to the top of the mountain, it's only 12 of them that remained. He said, let us sit down. Blessed are the poor in heart. You see God? So if you are ready to afflict yourself for God, you will be ready to hear unusual voice. You will be ready for certain secrets of God. Now I know that God, Jesus has laid the foundation already, but he wants us to connect. That's why in Colossians he said, fill up the part that is remaining in the suffering of Christ. Fill it up. I hope you know, let me remind you, even though Jesus died, some people had to lay their life for the gospel to reach us. Jesus died. If they didn't lay their life, would he have entered that village? So they connected to what Christ has done by doing their own, so that what Christ has done will flow and reach others. That is the understanding. I chastened myself, and he said the angel came. They gave him revelations. People are not seeing clearly. They are not hearing clearly because they refuse to follow this path. They will understand it and follow it. The last verse, Colossians 1. I quoted it a little bit. Colossians 1:24. It's time to wake up and understand. One now rejoice. He said, we now rejoice in my sufferings for you. Look at his suffering for you. Not that he was suffering just about the devil per se. He said, for you. That your brother you want to help, you may go through some things for him. For you. And he said, fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ. Fill it up in my flesh. Those who claim they are teaching New Testament, new creation, they will not read this verse for you. The ultimate new creation man, Apostle Paul, look at what he said. Fill out that which is behind in my flesh. It's the whole message if I open it up. For his body's sake, which is the church. That means in relating with his body, you fill up what is remaining. I'll keep her, you fill up what is remaining. I know practically how to advance the cause of the brethren. Raise sons and daughters, raise disciples, convert souls. I know what it means to fill it up in my body, to perfect them. I know what it means. For the body's sake. Christ has died for the body, but what's your own input? You don't want to go through anything, yet you want to shake everywhere. That is delusion. As much as it is illusion. If you want to go higher, we must wake up. Well, we are not going to suffer for the devil, or suffer maybe sickness of Satan, or suffer poverty of the devil. No, we have been redeemed from that. We will teach people. There are things we must understand well. What will you do that will save you from fasting when you should fast? What will you do that will save you from taking your goods and feeding the brethren? What will you do that will make you have a project and divert the money and for the kingdom of God to prosper? Those are the dimensions we're opening up to you. How to first, I know how to abase and how to abound. I want to tell you as I sum up, don't be afraid. When we say some things to some people, they feel somehow. They say, what is this? When I started waiting on God, I know I was looking somehow. Not saying you should do it the way I'm doing it. I told my people, I'm not going to stop fasting as long as I'm breaking it in the evening. Until we take the world completely. That statement, you know, I put myself into trouble. Either I take the world completely or I fast it like that. You know, we are doing a lot of things around everywhere. But we must take it completely. That's the word. That's the word. This is over. I did my 6 years anniversary last month. 6 year anniversary of what? Of fasting. 3rd of July. 6 year anniversary. I'm not stopping until I take on the word. My wife has appealed to me even more than joining them. One of my spiritual son, what is this? All of them are talking. Make another talk. They go. What I have seen, there is no going back. There's no going back. But I will not help you with my own personal consecration. Don't worry about that. But I want to advise you, you want to advance your family, you want your children to take the world. What are you going to suffer for them? Can you pray for them for 6 months? You want revival in Nigeria. What can you give up? Listen to me. The church should stop deceiving herself. A lot of pleasure-seeking ministers. Now they don't pray again. They don't understand the leprous prayer of Ephesus. Laboring for you fervently in prayer. Colossians 4:12. That you stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. They don't understand. Please. I'm not teaching you this, Natalia, not too hard. Get you to the Holy Ghost and apply it in your life. You go very far. That's why when you talk about power, people are behind. Gimmicks. Go to Lagos. Somebody will seek for power until they say, go and suck one woman's breast. Can you imagine? That's what they do. And some open church on that ground. Look at them there. We have them everywhere. Because it cannot go through the writing again. Listen to me. Since you are seekers of God, let God reveal to you the little discomfort you need to go through to enhance the world. The thing you need to go through to truly enjoy for the rest of your life. May we understand that and settle down with the Holy Ghost and advance the kingdom of God on earth. And when we do that, we conquer the whole world. Let's begin to pray. Let's stand to our feet. I'll get them to come on here. Thank God we are not afraid of challenges. We are not afraid of what it takes. We will give ourselves to it. We yield to the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. We are ready to stay awake when others are sleeping. We are ready. Even those of us that are eating the Bible, you can eat the Bible with a cost, a little cost. Why you sit on a verse for 20 hours? You are meditating on one verse. I bubble and soak you. Tell God I give myself to righteous, not negative, but righteous. The one that is correct. I want you to pray to God. I believe that in this retreat you are going to make a decision. Stop dodging what you are to go through. Stop dodging it. Face it headlong and bottom of the face it, take the bull by the horns. Take the bull by the horn. But don't be afraid of the lion. Don't be afraid of the lion. One of David's men saw a lion in a pit. They went to the pit and met the lion. Tell God, I'm not a coward. I'm not a coward. He said, God has not given you the spirit of fear. I'm not a better person here. Are you going to follow me to the other Kabulia, Katabulia? Yes, sir. The grace is available to you. The grace is available to you. Atinue. You are created for the top. You are created to dominate the world. You are created to do the will of God on earth. You are created to rule. I see the grace of God opening up here. I see God taking us to depths and realms in God. The Holy Ghost is here. The Holy One is here. La Fata Fania. Wapato Maria Kazia. I remember that you were here. Wapato Maria. Wapato Maria Kazia. Wapato Maria Kazia. Wapato Maria Kazia. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you. I want to hear you, Lord. I want to hear you. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know you, Lord. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you. Lord, thank you. I want to give you some little minute to cry to God. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know you. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know you. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you, Lord. I want to know you, Lord. I want to touch you, Lord. I want to feel you, Lord. I want to see you, Lord. I want to know you, Lord. I want to touch you, Lord. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you, Lord. I want to know you. I love what I have. The Holy Ghost is here. The Lord is moving. I'm going to come to you. Therefore, expand me spiritually. Expand my capacity. I want to be a world changer for real. As I retreat in your presence, sow a seed in my life that will take me to another dimension in God. I want to know you, O Lord. I want to see you, O Lord. I want to know you, O Lord. Give my anana. Give my Fiji anana. Pray. Give my anana. Ubangiji anana. He has taken over the atmosphere. Yanana. Oh, he has taken over the atmosphere. Yanana. Give my anana. Ubangiji anana. Give my anana. Ubangiji yanana.
just take it. Over the atmosphere, yeah, nah, nah, nah. He has taken me. Over the atmosphere, yeah, nah, nah, nah. The milk, yeah, nah, nah. Over the tree, yeah, nah, nah. The kirma, yeah, nah, nah. Al-Masihu, yeah, nah, nah, nah. For he has taken me. Over the atmosphere, yeah, nah, nah, nah. He has taken me. Over the atmosphere. I'm still giving you 3 more minutes. You're gonna cry.
God, in this encounter, expand me. Expand me in the spirit. Akatalia. Expand me. Akatalia. In this encounter, expand me. Expand me in this encounter. The Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is here. When it's necessary, Jesus, you have come down. Amen. The Holy Ghost is moving. This is me, the Bible retreats. This is me, the Bible retreats. We are eating the Bible. We are eating the Bible. We are eating the Word of the Lord. We are eating the Son of God. We are meddling with Him. We are meddling with Him. We are meddling with the Son of God. We are meddling with the Son of God. We are meddling with Him. God is appearing lives. As you are praying, the Holy Ghost is moving on you. Some things are being adjusted. Some things are changing. I come out of America.
The angel of the Lord
is acting afresh in our midst. The angel of the Lord is acting afresh. I see a new brand of Jesus of God. I see them rise up on the altar of fire. I see them rise up on the altar of fire. I see them rise up on the altar of fire. I see them rise up on the altar of fire. I see them rise up on the altar of fire. I see them rise up on the altar of fire. Jesus of God. Treading after the Most High God. Treading after Jesus. Treading after the Most High God. Jesus. Jesus. In the midst. In the midst of Elias. Nobody's over the carrier. We are grateful to you. You have made a way. We are grateful to you. Jesus, we hear you. We are too much. It's my God, you're too much. Father God, thank you. Oh, God, way. God, way, God, way. It's my God, way. You're too bold. God, way. God, way, God, way. It's my God, way. You're too much. Too much is my God in heaven. God in heaven. Too much is my God in heaven. The Lord is here. The glory of the Lord is here. The name of the Lord is here. God, I see encounters. God told me we start giving you encounters. Different time. You want one or two encounters, God say he'll give you more. I see him unfold encounters into your life. Jesus will start visiting you. God is telling me, yes, you want to serve him. Yes. So he's moving you further. God is hearing your prayer and the prayer your mother prayed for you. I'm hearing mother. God is answering your prayers. Your prayer is being answered. I see you enter a new walk with God. The Holy Ghost has made a way for you. Let him keep doing what he said he will do. What was up on the guy? Let him keep doing it. So many things will happen in your life between now and February 2019. I see a staccato of events. Abadar. Oh God, I'll make you come out stronger. Stronger with mightier authority. You ask God for power in the past. He has answered you and has given you power. He's opening you up to new dimensions of power. How about that, Hallelujah? Shalom. You that was operating the laptop, God said, we'll give you a great family.
see your wife, see your children, great family, and you will serve God together. God is telling me nothing will be hard for you again. He said, I make it easy for you. Say, I don't know, it will not be hard. So as I'm talking, I saw the Holy Ghost lay hand on you and begin a new walk. I see him open you up to things that are deep and real. Lord, recalibrate and reconstruct his life. Give him what is his own. I see God doing it. This great family, wife, children, you establish them. And you people are doing the will of God on earth. You are doing it in a terrible way. God told me, he said he will send his angel to whisper some things in the dream to you not long from now. His angels will whisper some things in the dream to you. Let them come. Whisper it. I'm hearing something like on a particular Thursday, he will whisper some things in the dream to you. I'll give you some of the Kazaria. My wonderful keyboardist, I see open doors. The Lord says, opening doors for you. Doors. I just look out. I just saw you all over America. I saw you all over the U.S. and some other parts of this world. But your doors are open. The angels, I'm seeing them empty oil into your life. Pouring the oil into you to grease everything you are doing. I'll be able to come here. And God tell me, say you have found him. You have found the Lord. No. That's why he's still introducing himself to you afresh. I bless you. Your life has taken the next dimension. Let the Holy Ghost fight for you. After this retreat, things are going to be happening in your life. They have changed. 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 There is a shame. God is anointed. God didn't tell me whether I hear or not, but even if he's not here, whether I hear or not, it must be related, close brother, sister. So God is anointing that shame. So be it. Let the power of God, let the will of God be done. Let God do what is right. Whatever shame I'm seeing in the spirit realm, so be it. Move my dear your people, man elevated here. Madam, I just saw God put something in your hand. He said that's what you will use to do his will. It's a gift, it's an ability to do his will. He said there is nothing you have been praying, especially in the last 5 years, he has not done. Between now and that next year middle, almost everything you have told God to do, he has done all. He will do all. He's telling me. He said, I want to ease your life so that you can do what you should do. Now he's opening your eyes to see your destiny better. Because some things are not too clear to you. He wants to clear all of them. So your eyes will start seeing. They will start seeing. Alabatalia. I see you go to Lagos, go and do something and come back. Do whatever God wants you to do. And so many other things are opening up. Oh Lord, thank you. I told you, I'm gathering people. I saw yesterday, a spiritual leader. That's where you are. And you will keep leading people. You will keep leading people in the way that you lead them. The grace to do it has come afresh on this retreat. The new grace. So that those personal struggle will go. And so that God will give you new release. Take that release from heaven. Take that release. I'm even seeing you prophesying on people. So go and prophesy. Go and prophesy. Your mouth is going to be used to prophesy on them. Go and do it. As the Holy Ghost sees you through. It's done for you and it's done forever. It's done for you, it's done forever. 2 more minutes and I'll pray. Anybody get here? Talk to God as you are led. Anybody get here? Talk to him as you are led. Some of you, certain songs rising out of you. I saw songs coming out of your heart to God. I see you sing them to God. It's not just the man singing, but God is raising you higher spiritually. I'm seeing it. A new spiritual realm has spoken to you.
you read the Bible, you understand, you pray, it's easy. In this spiritual realm, I go to work. I see you laboring. And your husband in the vineyard. I'm seeing it very clear. I'm seeing three of your children. Three of your children. The second one, a girl, will be singing throughout the world. Your daughter. Second one, she will sing. She will move God with her song. Second child, girl. She will sing throughout the world. I saw three of your children.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Your heart.